Casanova's crooning passionate melodies to their sweethearts is nothing new in the language of love, and it seems that the practice is more widespread than you might have thought. According to researchers at Washington University's School of Medicine in St. Louis, ultrasonic sounds made by male mice cause their female counterparts to swoon. Frankly, it doesn't do much for me, but for what it's worth, here's a sample of a mouse's love song. Timothy Holy is the lead author of the study called Ultrasonic Songs of Male Mice, and he's an assistant professor of neurobiology and anatomy at Washington University. He joins us from St. Louis. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You call this singing? Really, the question is, what is it that defines a song? What makes you know that this was a song?
I think our first thinking that it probably was a song was really subjective. Listening to it, we sort of noticed a fairly strong analogy between the sounds that we heard from a mouse and the sound of certain types of birds, for instance. And there are a number of traits that it has that we could use to compare and see if mouse song had the same traits. The first was, are there different types of sounds that come in that sequence? And the second thing that it shares in common with birdsong is that it's not a random order. There's a certain sequence. Certain syllables come early on in a phrase, others later on. And so that was another point of commonality.
Are you sure these songs are for sex?
We are not certain that they are for sex. So in our study, the way we elicited the songs was to allow a male mouse to smell the scent of a female mouse. And you can also get them to sing in the presence of a female. So it suggests that they're emitted in situations of courtship. But what we don't know is whether it has any impact on the female.
I understand that this is important because mice were not thought to do this, whereas bats and insects and whales and so forth were. How does this knowledge then advance the cause of humankind?
For our own purposes in the lab, we expect to be able to use this behavior to tease out further aspects of how smells are processed in the brain. For thinking a bit outside of our own lab, but what could happen for the field in general, over several years, the study of birdsong has proved to be a remarkably fruitful area to learn more about how the brain works. And birdsong is sometimes used as a model, actually, even for human speech production. And so birdsong, and perhaps now mouse song, could be something of an analog for understanding more about the mechanisms of vocal production, the process of interpreting the sounds, at least in the case of birds, we don't know if it's true for mice, even learning a new song.
Timothy Holy is the lead author of the study Ultrasonic Songs of Male Mice. He's also an assistant professor of neurobiology and anatomy at Washington University, and he joined us from St. Louis. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.